Blog Talk Radio.
Girls,
welcome to Mystic. Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I'm trying to get the soundboard going. All right, quit that. Okay, so welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I am your host, Candace Dandrea, and we have a really killer show for you today. And we're going to start it off with...
Sitting in the back of the way for a man to come. It's the time of the time when you feel like you need a gun. There's a man in the corner, says he's doing time. We're all the same, you read between the lines. Checking the mirror and looking alright. This is living, this is alright. Give me a place, I can go home. Read and speak, stand up for what you
was multitasking, and I'm trying to find my soundboard here. Oh, here we go. Okay, that was Vomit with City Breakdown. And I hope you're enjoying the day. It's a beautiful day here in Northern California. We have had some crazy weather. I mean, just a couple of days ago, we had a thunder and lightning and a hailstorm and snow right here in the city. You know, it was crazy. So anyway, it's a little bit of madness. Madness in the skin.
Home, so wanna bring her along.
on Silver Pete. We're going to have a party, that's for sure. And you're going to buy one,
listen,
get one?
I've got a CD by Vomit. I bought it. Does it play? Does it fuck on my BM fucking CD player? That's what Campbell calls it.
B&M's.
So next time you see Vomit, you go buy a CD, and it's buy one, you get one free. I said you buy one, you get one free.
Reg, tricks his game. Fist off Reg with your fluffy red mane. Fist off Reg, you lose insane.
Records HQ.com. You got your favorite CD and you buy one, get one free. So we're going to have some guests on the show today. Tila Mockingbird will be joining us. And Megan Sunshine. Both girls that I knew back in the 80s from the Cafe de Grande in Hollywood. You know, it's funny, when you make a friend and you have them for 40 years later, it makes you feel real good. It makes you know that you must have done something right in your life. All right, this is L.A. Girls. Here we go. From that movie. Oh, I think that's going to be it. DiDubio. Okay, so I got a telephone call from Tequila a little while ago, and I tried to accept it, but, you know, there's so many things on my soundboard. So anyway, we're on a roll here. Tequila will be joining us shortly, and that was off the movie Gubidio, Girls, L.A. Girls is the name of the song, L.A. Girls. That's what we are. We're L.A. girls. We love Los Angeles. Always been one of those things. You just grow up and you grow to love the place, you know? All right. I've got Don't Know coming up. S-U. Come on, Albie. Tell us. Sacramone on vocals there, Nick Vitrelli on drums. Great guys. Oh, look what I just found. This one goes out to you, Dave Anger.
You worry about your life and you're crying every day. I try to tell you what to do, you don't listen anyway. I'm tired of you winning, I'm tired of you crying. That's all you ever seem to fucking do. Boo, hoo, hoo, is all I ever motherfucking hear from you. Boo, hoo, 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 hoo.
Oh, boy. And the little piggers. Pig, 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 piggers. That was Ice Cream, Acid, and a Cigarette by Rat Pack. They're the guys who, some of the guys who were in RKL created that band. Unfortunately, they're not around anymore, so, you know. They're not having any more fun, poor guys. All right, that was the one and only Scott Radinsky on vocals with his band Scared Straight. No More Fun. He really puts a lot into that, you know, just really gets you. And sometimes there are situations when we feel there is no more fun. And then something comes along and just perks us right up, you know? Makes us feel real good. Well, it's 12 o'clock noon, and I should have some guests calling in here very shortly. Of course, my soundboard is kind of weird, but, let me see. So we need to find another song here, No More Fun. Nothing For Me. Oh, that's a Ron Fast Christmas song. Nothing For Me. All right, so... All right, let's kick it off with Nadine. Here we go.
As I get out to the bus, I find a vacant seat. I thought I saw my beauty brown walking up the street.
Destroyed California. And I said, nothing, honey. I love California.
You drive me insane.
Okay, so let me see where we at here. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Well, what did I do? Well, I don't know. Where's my little telephone thingy? Yeah, I'm trying to navigate this thing here. All right, well, let's listen to another song while I look around for a way to connect Tequila to the board here. She said the line is busy, so I don't know. Mr. Freeze, Dr. New. All right.
Who will be the lucky one? Who will sit the deadly one? Who will die on their knees by the hand of Mr. Freeze? Who will see when the rest are blind? Who will remain frozen in time? Who will flee underground once the blanket starts the ground? Who will die on their knees by the hand of Mr. Freeze? Horror waits for those who remain. Ice cold blood drops in their veins. Arm yourself to the teeth. Recall the threat of Mr. Freeze. See the blood mouth in your eyes. See your family burned alive.
Wonderful in the UK. I want to give a shout out to Andy Turner and Chris Dyson of the band Bleed, the UK punk degenerates. Here we go. We love you, boys.
Go!
Okay, well, I'm having a little bit of audio problems, but, you know, we're just human beings, we're not robots.
Not yet.
Hey, Tequila.
Hey, how you doing, Candice?
Well, you know what? I'm doing good.
That's good. I'm happy to hear it. I'm out in the desert. The desert
I know,
is fantastic.
It's so wonderful.
At the Punk Museum, the Joshua Tree Punk Museum in the center of town.
I know, it's so cool. I just got to come see it. I'm going to spread my wings and fly here pretty quick.
I'm looking forward to it. I was just talking to Rolo. Rolo, come say hello.
Hello.
That's Rolo.
Hi, Rolo.
This is his place. He is the punk man. He is the punk man of the hour.
Glad to meet you, Rolo.
Yes.
Your name is after a very famous Viking warrior.
Yes, he is. He's a Viking warrior.
Come visit.
All right.
All live.
Yes, she's coming. She's coming. So, yeah, we're going to have a wonderful reunion here at the Punk Museum in Joshua Tree. We're going to look at the work that Rolo and Phil Bosque have done with the past, present, and future of punk rock as portrayed by Rolo, who actually did the art in the 80s and 90s, working with Richard Duardo and many famous combinations of amazing people like Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo. And his work is unparalleled in its beauty as far as, like, all those Golden Voice posters you used to see in the 80s and 90s that were super colorful.
Oh, yeah.
That's Rolo's work. And Phil Bascue is
I know Gary Tovar quite well.
Yes, he did a lot of the pictorial work. Absolutely. That's what he's been doing. And now we have the president of punk rock with him. And the future of punk rock through AI, which is done by Phil Bascue, who happens to be one of the leading forefront designers of the future as far as AI is concerned. And he is an expert in AI revolution. And what he did was take punk to the future with renderings of what the future of punk rock looked like in poster form created by Rolo. So they've worked together. And they have a project called the AKA, which is also known as the coolest thing in the whole world. So I'm hoping you're going to love it out here. I know you're going to come across and bring some punk rock records to the Punk Museum for us to be able to
peruse.
And we're all looking forward to you coming out here, Candice, and rocking us with the punk rock records that you guys at Mystic have been creating for the last 45 years.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Yes, it has been. We've known each other the whole time, which makes it even better.
It does. It does. And, you know, it's amazing to think back, you know, when we were in our 20s, you know, and we made we instantly made friends, you know. It's just one of those things, and now 45 years later, we're still really good friends, and we've never had an argument, we've never had a blowout, you know, and it's like, dang, you know, either people love me or they hate me, it's one or the other.
Oh my God, I just got in a huge argument online, because I had to explain to them, being an asshole and being a punk rocker is not the same thing. We became punk rockers to get rid of assholes.
Exactly.
So let's listen to some punk rock, and Megan's going to come on the air.
All right. Well, you know, I already played Girls, 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 because like you mentioned last week, you wanted to hear it first every week, so I already played that one. And you just played the end of Lead.
Play it again. Play the whole show. Just play Girls, Girls, Girls over and over and over again. It's so awesome. And
well,
my favorite.
I'm going to play Red Groove.
All right. I'm loving it. Loving it.
There you go. Woo.
We'll be right back.
have another guest that's called in from 747 area code. And who do we have on the line with us?
That would be Miss Megan, your friend from Los Angeles.
All right.
Hello, sunshine. How are you, darling?
Well, I am just wonderful. Although I don't have sunshine in L.A., all of us here are a little wet.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a little rainy, huh?
Oh, my.
And it's raining here, too. It's sitting at us. It's not really raining yet.
What's your football web report?
I know. God is gobbing on us all.
No, the sunshine is right here in Northern California. The sunshine is right here. It's bright, sunny, and wonderful.
I love
it.
Cottonwood.
I think we got California covered.
We're going to be having a little thing in Joshua Tree, I hear, ladies, with Mystic Records. I want to know more about this girl. Word on the street. Just saying.
Well,
you guys are
coming down. You know, we have a vinyl fetish, and we're going to bring a truckload of records down and party out, you know?
Oh, Rollo is all excited about it. He's like, he wants to invite our friends, the Stern Brothers. And who else? Who else? Who are our cool friends out here? Rollo.
Abe Norris. Mike Hall.
Your buddy?
Yes.
BYOB.
I'm actually good friends with the Stern Brothers.
Yes, we know the Stern Brothers well. I was their neighbor,
yes,
too.
Yes,
Rollo's here. He's going to talk with us, too, because he sees there as just a gang of girls.
Though he's outnumbered,
Hi, Megan.
Morning, Rollo.
Good morning. Over there, it's a little rainy here. How is it there?
Oh, my God. Well, I just want to know more about how we are going to have such a good time with the Mystic Records Joshua Tree Punk Museum event.
Yes. Well, yeah, I was blessed for this to happen here. And I'm very fortunate to be here with Tequila and kind of being part of the fourth generation punk movement.
Yay, yes.
Tequila, my oil bless you. And you're showing art in shows. I think there's some great gigs already booked.
Yes, there's all kinds of amazing things. I was talking to Philippe Mora about showing Communion at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which is built by Frank Lloyd Wright, Jr., and I talked to Susie Quattro, director in Australia, and he said he would come in September and show the movie. And it's like totally punk rock music that's being played in the room, though it's very quiet right now. We're playing you right now, so you're the punk rock that we're playing at the museum.
Sick, yay!
I've got one of my bands is close to you, Standard Issue. I'll see if they can come down and throw some tunes at you live.
Yeah, right on. Hey, can you play my favorite song? Get the fuck away from me. You're radiating jealousy.
Under City Kings. I've got a box of their vinyl sitting on the floor right here.
Oh, my God, I want it so bad. Bring that with you. I don't care if there's a wrong song on it. I think we can get rid of them anyway because they're brilliant. And it's a collector's item because the wrong song's on it.
It's got a Circle One song on it that got on their actually Philip Raves of the original sound guy for engineer for Mystic Records. He didn't know the band. And he went and put an Under City Kings song, you know, out, and then he put the Circle One song on. I get it immediately. I'm like, no, wait, that's Circle One, you know? That's not Under City Kings.
We all know.
But I think those records are collector's items because the next ones will be right.
Yeah.
It's,
Right, right. They're being run this a second run right now. They're being pressed, and they'll probably be here.
Bring those out.
I don't know.
I think
a couple weeks.
Brilliant. Bring those out here.
Okay,
I
so
think
you'd like? Let's see. Okay, here we go. This is Fun Sucker, Undercity Kings with their new lead singer. She's so cute.
Use that the fun. It's over. We're done. Away from me.
Hard and Fast,
yeah.
The Mystic Records logo. 1 minute songs, under 60 seconds.
Under 60 seconds, rocking it out. On point and on time.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Doug Moody wanted to put more record, you know, more artists out on his compilation albums. So he told everybody, 1 minute, that's the limit. 1 minute or less, and you could be on the comp. So he's got like 40 bands on one LP, and it's amazing, right?
Fantastic.
The one and only Doug Moody. He's still with us, too. He's 95 years old, the founder of Mystic Records. He's 95 years old, and he's finally got the love of his life, and he's just having a good time running around Europe. I think he's in Paris right now.
He's incredible. The way he could do what he did and is still doing what he's doing, he has made history with some of his recordings and made so many people
right.
happy. From the 1 minute songs, you just can't go wrong. Those compilations are collector's items.
Oh,
really
my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I worship you. Oh.
Now, I don't know. On in that side of the town, but I can hear there's fun in Joshua Tree. I can't wait for us all to go to and miss the rest of the show.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh, is she?
She's brilliant.
Oh, no.
Okay.
ladies and gentlemen, Udo is here, and he's one of my favorite German actors. It's Leben in Udo. Oh.
Hello, Dotsy. Let's talk to him on air. Can we get your friend to talk on air?
We met before. And Maria.
Hello.
Hi, darling.
Hi. Nice to meet you. I'm Delbert.
I'm Tequila.
Tequila.
Yes.
He plays Wavy songs,
oh,
Candace. I'm Megan calling for breaking.
Oh, yes, she is.
Okay.
Are we listening to punk rock?
Not yet.
Are you waiting for a song?
A great
yeah,
song.
I've got a good song. I've got another good song here for you. It's called I, Animal by the band Young and Pissed Off.
Go ahead. You're an animal, and you smell like shit, because you can't survive. So you must die. Love you.
Misery.
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 Love you. Misery.
Misery,
love you,
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 misery.
That one was good.
Yeah, the gate, good.
Yeah. When are you coming to Los Angeles, Candace?
Yeah, when are you, Candace, are you coming in April? I'm on the radio right now. Excuse me. Are you coming to Los Angeles with the records April 4th, is it?
That's when I'm leaving. Technical days to drive. But, yeah, I'm leaving on the 4th.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you should be here by, like, the 8th?
It's funny because I might fly down and just send stuff via transport. I have a guest pass VIP for the Punk Rock Museum in Las Vegas, and that's on April 1st.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if I can make it because I've got an engagement on April 4th. So I don't know if I did go, I'd have to fly.
Yeah, we're on the radio.
I'm probably going to pack the records and ship them to your house, Tequila.
Wait, this is my studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like
shipping
them as a
famous movie star here. You guys don't know I'm fainting.
I'm not famous.
You are famous to me. You're one of my favorite.
Excellent choice.
Punk
Generation.
In Los Angeles.
Candace.
People are so aggressive. Yeah. You drive.
You can't go outside.
You drive and you look at something you see, and then the car comes next to you and says, "What the fuck you doing? Drive!"
Yeah.
You love it. What are you doing? Drive.
It's awesome. Hi, ladies.
Hi, ladies.
Are you playing punk rock? I heard you were playing punk rock. Why don't we call Dave Anger and crank call him?
You know, I can't find the little telephone to call people right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, but, you know, what can I say? Well, here's a Dave Anger song that he wrote about Mad Mark Rude.
Candy up north. Back to you, folks.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this next song is by a guy who, Art Culbertson, he wrote this song when he was breaking up with his wife, going through a divorce. And it's not punk rock, but it's a pretty cool song. It has to do with the devil and Daniel Webster, if you've ever read the plays. It's really a cute story. So here we go with Art Culbertson's Play by the Rules.
I like it.
I like it.
I was shooting a game of 8-ball with the devil one day down at the VFW. He said, I could bring your true love back if you care to play. I said, but if I lose, what do I owe you? Only your soul. Only your soul. He said, you won't owe me nothing but your soul. I said, rack up a scratch, you see, I ain't got nothing to lose. He grinned and shoved the quarters in the slot. He said, come on, boy, I'll help cure them broken-hearted blues. Break 'em, boy, and show me what you got. Well, I was doing pretty good. I got 3 lows in on the break. Scratch smiled.
Classic Smiles. All right, here we go. that point.
Well done. I like it.
Why do you go home?
I love it.
Why do you go home? Why do you go home?
And I'm thinking of this in fact.
Gerbil.
Another 60-second mystic song. That was Potbelly.
No, I have not. Not
my president.
So
are
they
great? Lamb. Yeah. Are you selling them, or what are you going to be doing with your record tour here, Andy? I want to promote your coming down to L.A. and going to Joshua Tree and seeing, spreading the mystic
stuff. I got all
just hold off until I actually get there.
For a little movie.
All right, so this is the new contract. Dave Eggers with the new recording that was on. It came from Slimy Valley. Contract song, Army of the Dead. There we go.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Much better place to stay for sure. Oh, I love that. Hey, Candy, did your Mystic Records do the Nardcore compilation too? That was good.
Yeah,
I have some biscuits on that. I like so much. I remember even on the hill in Ventura going in, somebody wrote Nardcore up there. It was pretty cool.
Well, you know, when I booked the shows at the Cafe de Grand, I used to book Ill Repute, their Nardcore. The Nardcore bands are from Oxnard. So you've got Ill Repute, Aggression, Dr. No. They are the Nardcore band. Scared Straight, that was Scared Straight that was on a minute ago with Ain't No Fun, you know? Scott Radinsky. Yeah, they're the Nardcore band. So when they used to come, they used to, you know, ride on the walls like all the other kids. And the Grimm also, you know, can't forget the Grimm. The guys from Slimy Valley, you know, they were all on the Slimy Valley compilation too, you know.
Right, like, you've never worked with RF, you know, Nick Lamagna's band and Felix. I mean, because they were pretty cool, but I just got a T-shirt a shirt that belonged to Nick Lamagna that he used to wear on stage. I was staring at her closet, and it's a beautiful velvet shirt, and I told her I wanted it, and she said, hey, thanks. Nick Lamagna used to wear that on stage when he was way big. It's a great shirt. Yeah. I'll wear it when you come down.
How fun.
We
lost Tequila. Tequila, come in, Tequila Mockingbird. Hello.
Yes.
Oh, you're there.
This is called, the name of our show is Party or Go Home, and there are people partying.
Very good. Well, just let them know that whatever they say is live in the air.
This is live. You're almost there. Oh, my God, this German movie star dude is here, and he's like a big deal. He's like huge in Germany, so I'm all stoked.
I get to practice all that dual lingo I've been taking for the last 88 days.
Get on the phone.
Bring him to your microphone and introduce him to the us. We want to know. Curious minds want
to
know.
If I can get him to say anything, I don't want to be too, you know. I'm totally giving him fangirl vibes here. I'm giving you fangirl vibes. My friends want to talk to you. Could you say hi?
Hi.
Okay, he said hi. He's done.
Please introduce yourself.
This is Bruno. He's a visual artist, I can see.
Okay. That's it. Bye-bye.
He's done with you. You women, you
him. All right, thank you.
You him women. Yeah. You clap, clap, clap. That's all you do.
So what? Look at that, it's a music. Dr. No,
this is so amazing. If you could just see what he's done with these bars he's put in here, and oh my God, it's pinball machines from the 80s and black light, everything everywhere. It's amazing.
Yeah.
There's a seat where you can sit that says, "Don't be a gherkin," with the New Wave Theater sign behind you. Like old-fashioned, old-school. It's got a merch booth now, an art gallery, posters everywhere.
Very good.
So
and what's the,
gorgeous
what's the
work.
A thing that you're booking there? Something on 420, right?
Yeah, we're going to go. My personal band doesn't want to play because they've all made other commitments. So I did speak to them about playing about a month ago, but they're all very busy people, you know, and they can't make time to play this gig. So my other band with Billy Tunis called Zep Pussy, it's going to come play, and we wear little kitty ears, and I rip Zeppelin a new ass. So I hope people will come and see that. I'll be playing with Shimmerbed and Swords of Fatima and Peg Leg Love.
There should be some smoke signals put up about that. Some smoke signals for the 420 event at Taylor's Junction in Josh Street.
Donor friendly.
And there's another good event at the Y. They call it At the Y in Sacramento. It's a little punk club, and Banger is playing there on April 20th.
It's going to be a good 420 this year, ladies. 2024 has a
comedy. Oh, my God, did you see that Easter Bunny water pipe?
No, I did not.
I sent it to Megan. Megan, did you see the Easter Bunny water pipe? The chocolate bunny.
Yeah, that's really funny. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I've made the nine penny fairs before. That's a new one on me. That's a new twist.
You need to send that to Candace so she can post it and let people know we're on the air.
Okay, I'm going to get on that right now. So for 420, when people are coming out to Joshua Tree, what else can they expect when they get there?
They can expect the most awesome town they've ever been to. They can expect nature everywhere, like real nature, like trees and Joshua trees and desert and more desert and mountains and sunshine and sometimes rain. And they can expect all that nature, and then they can expect real punk rock music being played all the time at the gallery, and they can expect pinball machines from the 80s, and they can expect a wonderful time. That's what I think.
Very good.
Not to mention great art and great people.
Over the summer, there's a, I think, is Grimm you've booked? What bands have you booked for some summertime gigs that are happening out there?
Oh, Frightwig is going to be playing from San Francisco. It's huge. And there's just a plethora. You know, the thing about having a punk museum is we keep it underground. So in order for you to know what's going on, you'd have to send me an email at punkmuseums@gmail.com, and I would privately send you a list. Because this isn't your mama's punk museum. We want to make sure that, you know, it is carefully curated to people that were actually there or into it, you know. Like, I don't want, like, just tourists. I want punk rock tourists. I want, you know, people that were there. And, you know, because it's a community thing. It's not a, we're not selling out. It's just friends. Friends and friends of friends.
Right.
That's all I cater to.
Very good.
And that's a community, and it's a worldwide community. And I know that you are an internationally known person on your way to Europe soon to make some more fabulous music. So I know that you'll be spreading the word, and that, like, the actor you have there visiting you, you never know who's going to show up at the Joshua Tree faction of the punk music. Tequila Mockingbird is a host to a plethora of internationally known guests or unknown. You know, it's a low-down family feeling. It's a comfy vibe. You can play pinball. You know, pick up a T-shirt. Go
watch
the music.
There's T-shirts everywhere. It's like so many people, so many older punks live in Joshua Tree. Like younger punks too. I mean, it's a great hideaway from all the hustle and bustle of, like, city life. And I think it's a great alternative lifestyle. You know, though I wouldn't give up my hustle and bustle, I want less and less of it.
Right. Well, it's good to get away from it for a while, and then you appreciate both ends, you know. You appreciate the country and the city.
Absolutely.
It's a great weekend getaway. It's a great place to go
right.
and look at the star places on Airbnb, where you can get comfortable and get to know the area and have a nice home base to explore in the wilderness and the punk museum out in Joshua Tree. So
yeah, like Zimmerbed's coming up here to play on 420, and they've already said they're going to be getting doing tenting. What is it called? Camping, tenting, what is it called? Camping. They'll be camping out here, glamping. And most people, you know, I mean, this is a very psychedelic place where you're safe, you know. You can be yourself and have a good time.
Sounds like a plan.
I can't wait to see you here, Candace. We're so looking forward to you coming to L.A. again.
Oh, I am too. I really am looking forward to it. Just a couple more days and I'll be down there.
All right. What about some punk rock?
All right, Insolence. They just came up with new songs.
One big show with three names. Traps all leather and skin. Life tries to stop getting out of hand. Everyone puts it in. Getting under what can't even stand. My head is starting to spin. Perspiring parts of the swollen land. There's no way I can win. Sun burst of benefit. A 50-year prison from behind me. A door was open, try to get through. A 50 classic club that you
Well, that was a pretty reaction.
Awesome. Well, you know, the Insolence has been with Mystic Records for over 40 years, and they just came back with two new songs. That was one of them. That one's called Violent Fuzz.
Wow, that's awesome.
40 years and they're still like kicking out these tunes that are amazing. I like it.
You know, has anybody seen Mick Jagger lately? Because that man he's 80 years old. He's dancing around like a motherfucking crazy person, super good health. He just had a baby. I mean,
I saw that.
What about Robert De Niro just had a baby?
Right on.
I mean, like, what is going on out there? There's like a plethora of high energy men that are recalibrating at old age. In old age,
I think it's wonderful.
There's nothing wrong with Ray Bossing. I've said that before on air. I'll say it again.
Ray Boss Hotel.
Hey, they're still cooking. But I am impressed, too, Tequila. These fellas, they were hot when they were young, but they obviously can still, bring it on. They're not just going to, talk the talk, but it looks like Mick Jagger can walk the walk.
We love punk rock boys. We love our punk rock boys, for real.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yes, but there is something in the water.
Who needs Viagra when you're a rock and roller? I mean, we actually survived that stuff.
Let it roll! And that's the way to do it.
That's right. I want to get their next album out on vinyl. I really like the sound of vinyl records. They're just so wonderful.
And, they really are a collector's item. They are so beautiful and unique. It's the work of art. When you have vinyl, it's no wonder people collect and are proud of their collections. And you really have to keep your vinyl clean and take care of it. And who knows? I mean, find people who are into the same stuff, and you should really turn other people on to stuff if you have it on vinyl.
Well, when I was a kid, vinyl records were all there was. There were no CDs, there were no cassettes, There were no downloading cards. They were just plain vinyl records, And boy, I'm telling you, I just...
Remember Reel to Reel?
All right. That's true. Reel to Reel. But, you know, I do like the digital world. I think the digital world has really enhanced the way music is brought to the world, you know. I mean, downloading is so wonderful because you get to countries like Africa and Sweden and, you know, all over the world, and it's just wonderful, you know. And to be able to have it on a vinyl record is nice, too, because then you can save it for, you know, save it, and then they become collector's albums.
It is. It's a piece of art. I really think that, you know, vinyl is something that people collect and they love. It's like an adult baseball card. You know, it's something you really treasure what you have. And a lot of people hunt down certain items that they search for, and when they find it, they're just so jazzed. So, you know, music makes people happy in so many different ways. But the digital era is here, and it is awesome because we can all share together music instantaneously and share this magic moment of time and music that Mystic Records provided for us and the world. And you really do have the best collection and privy to all of the Mystic artists, Candy. So I'm impressed. And I love it.
Well, thank you.
Sing next.
All right. So I think it's time for another song.
Yeah.
La, 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 la. Oh, here we go. This is a good one.
I'm so sick of it. Don't call it a
All right. Well, we're coming down to the end of the show now. We only have, let me see. We have 2 minutes left until we're off the air. So I have the timer set for, what time is it right now? Oh, 1:30, I think.
1:30. Well, thank you for having me. It's been lots of fun being hanging out with Tequila Mockingbird at the Taylor Junction Joshua Tree Punk Museum. And also
very
with
good.
You, it's sunny Northern California because it's soaking wet here in Los Angeles.
Oh,
you guys,
oh yeah. Goodness. Well, thank you, Megan Sunshine. It was a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you. I want to hear your next
60-second
wonder. Party or go home.
Party or go home.
Yeah. F yeah.
Tequila. Tequila. We're down to 90 seconds, Tequila. Are you going to say hi?
60-second wonder.
Party or go home.
Party or go home. Party or go home.
That's right. All right, girls.
All right.
Have yourself a wonderful
time.
Weekend.
You
and
too.
Don't do anything I like to do. And if you do, don't tell anybody.
All right. Don't get caught. You know, we won't tell.
Say hi and fly low.
Bye.
See y'all later. And I'll
see you later. Thank you.
I'm telling you for tuning in. All right.
Hi.
46 or 43, 2. We're down to 40 seconds, girls.
All right. We'll be sure to check out Mystic Records at Joshua Tree and on 420 over at Uris Lake. What was it? That
very good.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Sounds like a plan. See y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
And we're at the end of our show. Oh, so I have 10 seconds left. Where's my board? 10 seconds. Okay. What can we do in 10 seconds? I don't know. Oh, here we go. Why won't it play?